you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford is continuing her testimony today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she claims that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party back in high school. So far, the Republicans have yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. One of the things she questioned Ford about was a polygraph test and who paid for it.
Did you pay for the polygraph yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who did pay for the polygraph?
Not yet, no.
Then we hear from Senator Durbin on the certainty that it was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
President Trump has postponed a scheduled meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The White House said they do not want to distract from the congressional hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A trade deal has yet to be worked out between the United States and Canada, and indications are that the United States may move ahead with a deal with only Mexico. Now, there are still meetings taking place between the United States and Canadian officials. Congressman Tom Reed has an update on what we should expect out of that meeting.
The top of the meeting is going to be, where do we stand with NAFTA? Where do we stand with the negotiation with Mexico and Canada? And the good news is Mexico saw the opportunity. Mexico's decision to negotiate was very wise.
The family of a man shot by a former Dallas police officer is now taking legal action. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The family of a man shot and killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer now suing the former cop and the city of Dallas. Officer Amber Geiger shot the man in his own apartment earlier this month. Geiger says she thought she'd entered her own apartment and she shot the 26-year-old unarmed black man thinking he was an intruder.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As many people continue to leave big metros for more medium-sized cities, such as Oklahoma City, Kansas City, and Des Moines, people are starting to wonder why and how those smaller cities can actually improve their image to people. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. He's also the author of a new book titled The Next American City, The Big Promise of Our Mid-Sized Metros. And one of the first questions I asked the mayor was how a city can overcome its image that might not always be a positive image.
The brand of your city matters, especially if you're a mid-sized city. You know, if you're a East Coast or West Coast city, chances are pop culture has already delivered a brand. But in smaller cities, you know, you're less in control of the brand, and if you don't have professional sports teams, you're really at the whim of you know, Mother Nature and a lot of other things that can create an image for you. But when someone is offered a job in that city or your city, are they thinking to themselves, you know, if I take this job, I get to live in that place, or if I take this job, I have to live in this place? And so I think that example shows that having a positive image of your community is critical. People, especially young people, want to live in a community that's culturally relevant. And I would suggest that, Kansas City certainly is culturally relevant. Des Moines is getting there and certainly is probably undersold and undermarketed on a grander scale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with BrassTac Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Okay. Ah, yeah, the NASDAQ and FANG stocks taking a beating. Taking a beating this past week. Obviously, big congressional hearing taking place. And actually, U.S. Justice Department confirmed that they are, well, there's a growing concern that social media companies are hurting competition and intentionally stifling the exchange of ideas on their platforms. And actually, Jeff Sessions has scheduled a meeting with state attorneys to discuss what could potentially be the first move in an antitrust push. All right, my feelings on this. Do they stifle speech? Do they censor stuff? Yeah. In my opinion, they do. Let's get into some of what came out from this past week. First and foremost, you got St. Sheryl Sandberg. I call her St. Sheryl Sandberg because, again, she's almost one of those untouchable people out there. You never hear anything bad said about her, even with all the hullabaloo and problems that hit Facebook. She's the chief operating officer. She barely took any flack for that. I think that they are grooming her for politics later on down the line. But anyway, I found it interesting. There's Sheryl Sandberg basically at one point draping herself in the flag, not literally, figuratively, Star-Spangled Banner, American principles, proud to be an American, democratic values of free expression. She's integral to the company's conscience. And she said we would only operate in a country where we could do so in keeping with our values. No, Cheryl, that's not true. You're lying. You're lying, and you're under oath. When you operate in various different countries around the world, you change. You change. You share information. You censor users in certain countries. So, well, either you're lying or, you know, you're not really telling us what your values are. And again, I'm going to be honest with everybody here because I got questioned about this past week. I don't care. If Facebook wants to operate in China and China is saying, you know what, we only allow this and you can't criticize this and you want to operate, you're going to have to do this. Okay. All right. As long as anything that the company doesn't do isn't detrimental to the United States of America, I don't have any problem with it. I don't live in China. It's not the job of Facebook to change China. You operate in certain countries, you have to follow the rules. You're a German automaker, you want to sell cars in the United States? Well, you have to abide by our CAFE standards. I don't have any problem with that at all. The problem I have with is right here. It's right here. Twitter and Facebook executives were being grilled this past week about this anti-conservative bias on their platforms. It's not anecdotal. It's real. It's real. Obviously, Donald Trump has weighed into this, putting out various different tweets. They have it rigged. One of the things he put out there with rigged in caps. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. Said that tech companies are treading on very, very troubling territory and better be careful. Larry Kudlow, we mentioned this, I think, last week on the program, said the administration is going to investigate these tech giants. The Justice Department is going to examine, we just said, whether they're intentionally stifling certain viewpoints. Let's take one. Let's use, for example, Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager's got this series of videos on Google called Prager U, educational topics on things such as, did Bush lie about Iraq? Is America racist? Well, his videos have been restricted by Google and YouTube. Not one of the 50 censored videos includes violent, sexually explicit, or hateful content that violates any of Google's community guidelines. Now, and we're talking about algorithms at the beginning of the program. YouTube's algorithms and community can flag videos as objectionable. But Google guidelines require an internal review team to remove them. So actual Google employees have agreed to take PragerU off. PragerU has sued Google and claims in its lawsuit that YouTube declined to provide any explanation for why the videos were restricted or demonetized because they purportedly can't share more details about our review process. Right. Right. Got Doug Weed, this is from the Wall Street Journal, saying that the website barred him from buying an ad to promote a Fox Business interview. The Google employee told him that there was a crawler along the bottom of the video which quoted Donald Trump calling the Mueller investigation a witch hunt, which, I according to Google, that's hate speech. Calling the Mueller investigation a witch hunt is hate speech. Basically, my entire program must be considered hate speech. And obviously the Google employees can't distinguish news and opinion from hate speech, but they shouldn't have to. Now let's first talk about these algorithms. Again, talking about algorithms again. An algorithm, algebra, right? X is equal to this. These social media outlets and Google have already admitted that they have a part of their algorithm is what their listeners or what their viewers or users are saying about a certain article or topic, which is idiotic. Idiotic. You're going to base it upon democratic principles? And I thought about it this past week. And I actually talked about it this week on my program as well. I said, you know what? Let's put this in terms of, let's imagine Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter are around during the Middle Ages. And all of a sudden, you get people on the medieval Facebook say that, you know, I really do think that the world is round and that we're not the center of the universe. Oh, my God. Freaking out. The Catholic Church starts freaking out. Also, oh, that's hate speech. You can't say that the earth is round. Oh, my. And then, according to the algorithm, well, all of that needs to be censored, needs to be taken out. That's wrong. That's wrong. It's not up for democratic debate. And if it is, that's bad, okay? I got to want to remind everybody, this nation is not a democracy. Democracies are scary. Democracies are frightening. Because, again, you have no protection of, no individual protection. I vote you off the island. Goodbye. Goodbye. It's like the television show Survivor. You have to eliminate the best person, the one that gets through all the challenges the most. You got to get rid of that guy. You got to vote that guy off. Is that right? Well, no, that's the game. But that's a part of the problem too. 2 + 2 = 4 shouldn't be up for debate. I don't care if the majority of people out there thinks that 2 + 2 = 10. It's not. But that's a part of these algorithms. Now, Google says that its algorithms aren't politically biased and incorporates dozens of different variables. Right. Right. I'm not buying that at all. At all. I want to remind everybody, Google in of itself, think about this, controls 90% of all search. 90%. Whenever it is accused of something, and Google didn't even show up this week. They didn't even show up to the hearings this week. They always hide behind their algorithms, their mathematical formulas that they don't tell you. They don't show you what they are. They say, oh, we can't show you. Oh, no, if we show you that, that's not going to be good. Our competitors are going to jump all over it. You have 90% of the market. You're going to show me your algorithm, and I'm going to start up, I don't know, a watchdog search engine next week and start beating Google? I don't think so. I want to remind everybody as well, Facebook and Google also happen to control 60% of digital ad revenues. And they have already used their market dominance to undercut competitors. Facebook has blocked publishers from promoting their content on its news stream by tagging the ads as political. Yeah, we have a problem. We have a problem, and you know what? I'm just getting warmed on this. I'm just getting warmed up on this topic. I find this stuff fascinating. I'm going to take a quick break right here. And why? Guys, I'm in the free speech business. I'm in the free speech business. Let me tell you something. I remember the whole hullabaloo. Alex Jones shows up, and he gets into a little tit for tat there with Marco Rubio. as much as I don't like Alex Jones nor his program, I don't think he should be censored. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And some of the hearings, some of what took place at the hearings was quite fascinating. And again, unfortunate because the media is not covering it. One of the things was Representative Jeff Duncan from South Carolina. He's talking to Jack Dorsey from Twitter. And he explains, he said, hey, well, you know what? I had one of my staffers open a brand new account on the Twitter. And when they opened up the account, Twitter suggested nothing but leftist accounts to follow without exception. Nothing but leftist accounts. Representative Duncan pressed Dorsey, saying, quote, all left-leaning political types. That's all she got as suggested for her to follow. Forget the fact that there aren't any Republicans or conservatives on the list. Forget that fact. No singers, no actors, no athletes, no celebrities. She's a 20-something. This is a 20-something female staffer. She didn't get Taylor Swift, Chris Pratt, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Kim Kardashian. All she got were leftists. Here's Dorsey. Dorsey with his big beard. Yeah, we do have a lot more work to do in terms of our onboarding. What the hell does that mean? Our onboarding. And you're pointing out some weaknesses in our signals that we use to craft those selections. No, those aren't weaknesses. Okay? That's a grand desire to drive people in a certain direction. That is propaganda. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, this was great, actually read Sarah Jeong's anti-white tweets. Now, if you're not familiar with Sarah Jeong, I might have mentioned this on the program. She is now on the editorial board at the New York Times. She's a columnist for the New York Times. I'm going to read some of her tweets for you. And I want to remind you, Sarah Jeong is she's certified. She is A-OK. What are they? They have some sort of verified Twitter account. This is some of the things that she tweets out. Dumbass, blanking with an F, white people, marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs pissing on fire hydrants. Sarah Jeong. Are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins? Sarah Jeong. Oh, man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get out of being cruel to old white men. Sarah Jeong. Now, this is kind of funny because Representative Mullen mentioned that conservative activist Candace Owens took those tweets, swapped out white for another group. She received a suspension from Twitter, despite the fact that her tweets were intended to highlight the racism in Sarah Jeong's. But Sarah Jeong's is okay, because she's a leftist. Don't tell me that they're not censoring. Yeah, I've made fun of this here on the program. Remember when Glenn Beck and Essie Cupp and Dana Perino did their little trip to Facebook? Oh, and we're going to make sure that everything is okay. No, you're not. Please, we used to make fun of it all the time, right here on the program, 2016 campaign. Look at the news feed. Look at the news feed on Facebook and Twitter. I challenge anybody out there. Do you think that there ever has been a positive story about Donald Trump in the news feed at Twitter or the Facebook? No way. With that being said, there's something that could be done to change all of this. Don't censor anything. Don't censor, don't guide, don't push. Unfortunately, I think we're going to go in the wrong direction. And honestly, this is what scares me even more. Even at Marco Rubio, policing a hate speech on social media is a positive. Who's doing the policing, Marco? Again, these people in Washington, D.C., once you get to Washington, you get some sort of idea that, again, you are better than everybody else. They think it's Plato's Republic. And these are the ones. We are the smart ones. We're going to tell you what's hate speech and what's not hate speech. Are you kidding me? You got certain college campuses here in the country that consider Shakespeare now hate speech. No. No, stay away from all of this. Yeah, you're going to have bad actors. Yeah, you're going to have all sorts of crap that's put out there. But so be it. That's free speech. You have to deal with that. And here you have the European Union. They're in the final stages right now of crafting legislation that's going to force these tech companies to censor what they call extremist content. What do you consider extremist? Today's world of safe spaces and trigger words, who's going to decide? Who is going to decide? Most of comedy prior to the year 2000, you're going to have to yank that off of YouTube. I've mentioned the story here on the program. You have people on Vanity Fair. Oh, my God. That television show, Friends, was so sexist and xenophobic. It was terrible. Are you kidding me? One thing that we need to grow back as a species is thick skin. Government's not the answer. Censorship is not the answer. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Want to remind everybody as well, 800-471-5984 is our 24-hour-a-day help hotline. Coming up next, Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward and his book. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford is continuing her testimony today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she claims that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party back in high school. So far, the Republicans have yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. One of the things she questioned Ford about was a polygraph test and who paid for it.
Did you pay for the polygraph yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who did pay for the polygraph?
Not yet, no.
Then we hear from Senator Durbin on the certainty that it was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
President Trump has postponed a scheduled meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The White House said they do not want to distract from the congressional hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Lots of questions coming in all over the country over the course of the week. Everybody wanted me to chime in regards to the Woodward's book. We're going to eventually get into the anonymous op-ed of my thoughts on that next hour on the program. But let me talk a little bit about Woodward right now, because of that anonymous op-ed, must be cursing up and down, because he was the headline and then he no longer was the headline. Now, I've read all of Woodward's books, and I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm rereading right now his Bush at War book, going back to the lead up to the Afghanistan war and the thought processes that took place and what was going on behind the scenes. And I'm rereading it because, again, we're hitting another anniversary. And yes, we still are fighting in Afghanistan. And we were promised by that entire crowd that was in charge back then that that wasn't going to happen. Vietnam, this wasn't going to be another Vietnam. Anyway, what I take from a lot of Woodward's books is he does a pretty good job speaking to the people that are actually involved, interviewing the people that are involved. From what we have gathered and what I've read from the book on Donald Trump is that this is all anonymous. This is all anonymous sources. And as soon as some of the excerpts came out, hit the Washington Post this past week with some of the things that supposedly were said by Defense Secretary Mattis, Jim Kelly, all of this stuff, John Kelly, my fault, Jim Kelly, quarterback, Buffalo Bills. Maybe I got football season on my mind. Anyway, Chief of Staff John Kelly and what he said, and they're coming out and they're saying this is ridiculous. So we get into a bit of a he said, she said thing when it comes to this book. And I don't know why Woodward didn't go to these various different people and talk to them directly. And if you're going to have anonymous people chiming in on this, there's no way you're going to be able to get any sort of back and forth. So I don't know what the point is at this point in time. Basically, what the book is there to portray, what the Washington Post is saying, is that it is a nervous breakdown of Trump's presidency. And I'm scratching my head to some degree. All of this stuff, all of this behind-the-scenes stuff. And I'm saying, you know, it's kind of amazing. I'm throwing this out there. And I you know, people know, I've been listening to this program. I am not a rah-rah Trump guy by any stretch of the imagination. But I do give credit where credit is due. For an administration that is such a mess, Oh, my God. Disarray. Nervous breakdown. All sorts of problems. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Got a lot of good things going on. Layoffs in the United States just reached a 50-year low. A 50-year low. 83% of business executives are saying business is better than it was just a couple years ago. 76% see a hell of a lot more growth. American manufacturers growing at the fastest pace in 14 years. I just grabbed this story off the Miami Herald. Without a college degree, high school diploma, tradesmen are making upwards of $75,000 a year to start in South Florida. $75,000 installing air conditioning. They don't have enough. And I think about this, and I'm saying to myself, could you imagine being someone who lives in some Mediterranean country in Spain or Italy, Greece, somewhere over in Europe, and seeing what the starting salary is for these jobs in America? They'd flip out. They'd flip out. They couldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. I don't believe it. It's amazing for an administration that is such a mess. Things are so bad. These stories that I just listed came out this week. This week. Every single one of these stories. Anyway, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff on the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. All right, let's pass last weekend. It's the big weekend for funerals, and just like we predicted on the program, it was going to turn into, let's go after Trump! Let's go after Trump. And again, it takes me back to the Paul Wellstone Memorial. It was back in 2002, where it turned into a memorial of hating. And it's sad. It really is. And I know I touched on this last week on the program. I want to mention again, supposedly one of the dumbest politicians of all time. A politician so dumb that she wasn't even invited to the funeral of her running mate, Sarah Palin. The one who said, drill, baby, drill. She was the dumb one, right? She was the dumb one. And Barack Obama, who told everybody that, hey, go ahead, you know, guys, we'll inflate our tires. And that, if we just inflate our tires here in the country, that will provide for us as much energy and energy savings as going out there and drilling. He actually said that. And if there's a leftist listening to the program, go look it up. Go watch the YouTube video. Let me put it to you this way. This is great stuff. This is back in April. The Houston Galveston port. Their exports, this is back in April, their exports surpassed imports by 15,000 barrels a day. By May, the difference grew to 470,000 barrels a day. Who was right? Was right. Sarah Palin. Anyway, quickly on this next story. Nike. And it's getting a lot of news. Nike stock took a hit on the news that Colin Kaepernick is a part of their brand new Just Do It campaign. And again, the ad campaign is just that. Most of it's a lie. Okay, Colin Kaepernick, if he wants to be playing in the NFL right now, people offered him a contract. He didn't want to take it. He would rather pretend that he is a martyr. That's the reality. He didn't want the contract at San Francisco. He didn't want any part of it. What I find interesting about this, and again, I don't know, maybe Nike has taken it into account, and they're expecting the outrage to go away, but their brand approval dropped to 34% this past week. 34%. How long do you think it's going to take before Donald Trump starts getting all over them about the jobs that Nike ships overseas and the wages they pay their workers overseas? How long do you think that's going to take? And again, you know, they're a private company. They can do whatever they want. I've been honest here on the program. I think their products are crap. I do. I think the sneakers are awful. I think they fall apart. They hurt my feet. Yeah, they might look nice. But really? Pat Tillman? Colin Kaepernick? Is there really any sort of comparison there? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. Here's big, fat, juicy, see, I told you so moment. Again, one of the things that we do at Markowski Investments, obviously part of putting together people's financial. And I don't even, like I said, I got to come up with a different word for plan. I just don't like it anymore. I don't. Because terrains change all the time. And we go, I got to think of something. I got to come up with something. But anyway, we talked about how parents need to start negotiating when it comes to their kids and their college tuition. You're told how competitive it is and how difficult it is to get to into certain colleges and universities. And many of them, yeah, you're right. You're right. Some of them are very, very difficult to get into, and there might not be any room for negotiating. But for many colleges and universities out there, again, they have to put people, they've got to put the buttocks in the seats. And I see the numbers. I know the kids that are going to school and the kids that are not going to school. Didn't I just mention that you can get a job making $75,000 a year without a college education? You've got major corporations now. Even the ones we was talking about, Google, Facebook, Twitter, announced that they're hiring people. And guess what? You don't need a college education. They're going to train you. Yeah. So these colleges and universities, they got to fill spots. And we've told people here on the program, negotiate. Call up the school and say, you want my kid? The offer you gave us in regards to financial aid, what you want to charge us, it's not good enough. And here we have this past week, I see this in the Wall Street Journal. In race for students, colleges offer to match tuition at rival schools. Price match. Yeah, kind of like when you go into Best Buy and you want to buy that new television set. And you go in there and you look up on your phone saying, hey, you know, this retail over there is selling it for $100 less. You match that price? Yeah, they do. They do. They match it. Well, guess what? Colleges and universities are starting to do that. Why? Because they need to put butts in the seats. I also told people as well. I said, listen, it's a part of it. I get it. One of the things I have to deal with, main things I have to deal with as a financial planner is dealing with human nature. Human nature. And guess what gets in the way? Pride and ego. Oh, boy. Pride. Pride is a tough one. And I get it. We're all proud of our kids. And little Sally or little Johnny get into super fancy pants school and very elite, and they're offering nothing. They're offering nothing. But you want to. You cannot get around. You want to have on the back of your car that Ivy League U. It ends up becoming an ego thing. And oftentimes you end up spending money for it's a bachelor's degree. The bachelor's degree. And you could have sent your kid to another fantastic school, yet state school, for free. For nothing. And I had this conversation with parents. I try to break it down. I said, listen, your kid is smart. They want to go on, and they want to go on, and they want to be a doctor. Are the pre-med classes at Ivy League U any different than the pre-med classes at state school U? Any different at all? You're going to have to take the same MCAT. Doesn't make any difference. And guess what? Medical school is not cheap. You're going to have to pay for that. Hey, maybe it might be better if you go to the private medical school and go to the public bachelor, get for the bachelor's degree. Again, some of the things that you have to think about, people. Again, try to put your ego aside. I know I talk about this often here on the program. I know this. But it is a big deal. It is a big deal. And one of the biggest problems that I see for our economy moving forward, that I see for kids moving forward, is them graduating from school. And hey, listen, Trump, there's new sheriff in town. And listen, the job market is much, much better than it ever was under Obama. It's much better than it was under George W. Bush. I see that. But also having this mountain of debt that one has to climb is stifling to kids. It limits their options. Anyway, I want to talk about this story. The SEC is now thinking about letting Main Street investors in on private deals. What does that mean? Well, you may start being able to become one of those angel, I want to call them angel investors or venture capitalists in companies like Uber. Now, all right, I get it, okay? I understand that, and I don't really have much of a problem with this. I'd rather, quite frankly, these companies go public at a much lower valuation, you're opening up a door here. And I think that this is going to offer great opportunity for many investors, especially if you obviously have somebody that's helping you out and can point you in the right direction. But I also know the flip side, and I also know what's going to happen, and this is going to open the door for many, many con artists out there that go selling some fake company, some fugazi.com or whatever it may be, and you're going to think it's the next greatest thing out there because that nice man on the phone told you so. Could get ugly. And again, people, this is why we're here. We're here. We're here to help you with this stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR DB. 100 and